I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we're talking road construction and what that means for the motorist. MoDOT just announced a project on US 36 that begins next week. What do we need to remember as we head into those work zones?
Yeah, you know, one thing, the overall message, obviously the overall point is, you know, workers are out there trying to make the roads better for us. And, you know, everybody, I know when they approach a construction zone, they think, oh, good grief, you know, it's going to slow me down. I need to get to this. I've got to get to that. But remember, we're talking about safety, not only your safety, but the safety of the workers. So if you notice, whenever you drive up on those construction zones, orange cones everywhere, signs everywhere, well, that's for a reason. You know, we want you to heed those warnings, obey those signs, speed limit changes, maybe a lane drop there. Obviously, there's going to be workers present, heavy machinery in the area. So it's all about safety. And really, it's about your safety and the safety of the workers. So just keep that in mind when you see those construction zones and you approach them. You know, we need you to obey all the warnings, you know, whatever the law changes there, whether it's a speed limit, you know, lane change, whatever it is, it's there for a reason.
In a lot of ways, that means focusing on what you're doing, driving.
Exactly. You know, you see a lot of the signs when you approach those no phone zones, things like that. That goes for driving in general, but especially when we're talking about maybe there'll be a lane restriction, a lane drop, or, you know, workers working right by the cones, right there on the edge of the driving portion that they have designated with cones and stuff. So it's all about paying attention for sure. We need you to pay attention when you're going through work zones.
Are there extra penalties for any type of violations in work zones?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, when you enter those work zones, if there's a speed limit change or something like that, you'll also see a sign of extra penalty if you're pulled over and stopped for speeding through those zones. So, yeah, it can be the fines. Not only is it just it's a good idea for your safety and for the safety of the workers, it can also hit you in the pocketbook pretty hard if you're not careful. So it's all about slowing down, paying attention, making sure we're keeping those work zones safe.
Some of those work zones may not be active, or the rules that are posted still apply?
Yeah, they still apply, and the reason for that is a lot of times when they're out there working, they'll leave some of that heavy equipment out there. They'll leave the cones out there. A lot of times, if you've ever driven through a work zone when they're replacing patches of the roadway, they'll open up holes to be concrete to be poured back in them. Sometimes they don't get those completed in a day. So those holes may still be open, and they'll be back first thing the next day, you know, to start the work again. So, yeah, absolutely. The work zones still apply. The rules still apply. So just because nobody's in there working doesn't mean we don't have to obey the rules there in the work zones.
Are there good ways to identify where these work zones are?
Yeah, you know, if you're traveling and stuff like that, or if you have to be from point A to point B maybe in a certain amount of time, this isn't an authorization to speed by any stretch of the imagination, but you can go on MoDOT's website, and they have the work zones listed on the roadways on their website there, on just www.modot.com, and get on there, and you can see where all the road construction is, and if necessary, you know, avoid that construction if that's your choosing.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.